This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. It's a long weekend. And all weekend long, from noon to 5, score a 4-pack of Six Flags Discovery Kingdom tickets from us here at the Alice. You know, they promoting this. I know. Batman the Ride is the big deal there right now at Discovery Kingdom. I've been all morning long. I've been seeing ads for it on TV and... It's crazy.
All the news crews are there.
Yeah. I saw them building it when I was there a couple weeks ago. It was halfway done.
Oh,
it was really cool.
Oh, that is cool.
They were on, what do they call it, cherry pickers.
Right, trying to get it all fitted together.
Crazy, yeah. But I went there with my kid, and it's super kid-friendly and baby-friendly, too, because there's animals and lions and stuff
Yeah,
like
I
that.
Love Discovery Kingdom.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's got like a whole zoo component to it. Mm-hmm. It's really neat. Here's how they describe the ride. Experience a sensory overload as you flip head over heels and tumble through this mind-warping thrill coaster. It's Batman, the ride. So all weekend long, be listening, be caller 9 when you hear the cue, and you're in.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the May sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. I just want to wish all the bottle rockers. I think it's the party starts today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 11:30. I think the gates
all
open.
All the bottle rockers are getting ready to rage, so yeah. Go have some fun.
A great weekend.
It is Memorial Day weekend, so we celebrate our fallen and say thanks. That's what this weekend's all about. So get ripped and have a good time.
Yeah.
Durr. I wanted to mention this. I thought of you. Did you see the rampaging RV video down in L.A.?
Yes. This is insanity.
A 52-year-old woman accused of being the driver of a recreational vehicle that rampaged through the L.A. streets has pleaded not guilty.
How is she doing that?
To 9 felony charges. She's one of those stolen identity people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And did she steal the RV too? I mean,
Julianne Rainbird, who also uses the last name Fellman. Oh, I can't believe the crashes this thing takes on.
First, it's just going, right? But then it's just making crazy turns. Oh, and then the whole side of it gets scraped off on a palm tree.
There were dogs in the car at the time, too. Yeah. So there's animal cruelty charges, assault with a deadly weapon, hit and run causing serious injury.
Even the dogs jumped out.
You should listen to the... Can you hear the guy? Yeah. There's a dude in a helicopter, because this is being followed by multiple news helicopters.
Yeah, this was a major news event down south.
So you got to hear the guy making the calls here.
Yeah, you can see into the vehicle as it goes down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Oh no, another one. It's finally stopped.
Finally stopped in the trees after knocking another car out of its way. It's insanity.
How do you plead not guilty to that?
Yeah, was she sleeping in the back? I don't understand.
Anyway.
At one point, someone thought the dog was driving. I'm not kidding. The dog gets flung out of the car.
Horrible.
Oh,
yeah. It's
that alone deserves prison time.
I know. Believe me, we've all got that same reaction, or at least... Anyone with a heart has that same reaction, mm-hmm. which is unacceptable, ma'am. I mean, ram the thing into some trees, but what about the pup? Let it out first.
Is she just wasted?
I think she's just a criminal pulling a getaway, thinking she's going to get away.
Well, she left half of the
Throw the key
behind.
Away, though. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, we don't need that person running around.
But, you know, there may be an RV for sale.
Oh, boy.
There
I know
you go,
you're in
Sarah.
The market, Sarah.
No,
so.
I am looking for something to fix up. You know, run out of stuff in my house.
Cheap. And with a story to tell.
Yes.
Mechanic special.
As opposed to the contractor.
You down
special.
Or what?
Yeah, that it looks a little too long for me. I want a shorter one. Sorry about it.
Damn. You do? Really?
Yeah. I'm going for like 24, 25 feet.
Oh.
So I can fit in my driveway. Oh. My neighbors are going to love it.
Oh, they're not. Oh,
they
that's
are. They
so
will. They're
going
to love it.
The poor driver, though, just like that person just pulling into the driveway.
Oh, the other car. I'm like, the poor driver. Yeah, that person's a lunatic.
They're just like along the roads, and then boom.
There's one that she hits that it must do like a double 360, like a 540 or something. I mean, it's crazy that you're just doing along, and suddenly someone clips you.
Yeah,
you're like in a washing machine.
Look at you,
right 540.
One and a half?
Math.
Yeah.
Math, it's cool.
Or you just follow X Games and you know that.
Oh, yeah, that must be it.
That's how you know the spins.
5, 4, 6, 30.
A new survey asked over 1,200 people to name the worst things you can do on a first date.
Be on your phone the whole time.
Texting and talking on your phone too much is number one.
Yeah, it has to be. It's so annoying.
It's dismissive in a way that would make me say to them,
I'm going to go.
Let's not go to dinner.
Yeah.
We don't need to.
Right. I don't mean to be, needy here.
If
but
we
I
can't
would like
be into each other now, where's this go from here?
Nowhere. Nobody.
The five worst things you can do on a first date are using your phone too much, not looking like your profile pic.
Oh, that's a bad thing to do.
Chewing too loudly, talking too much without asking questions about them, and showing up late. Mm. So there you go.
So that's how to ruin a first date, everybody.
You hear people say, I'm dating and I'm not getting second and third dates.
Gross.
So
please
maybe they
turn
need
that
to
off.
Know that list.
Or Friday.
Oh, there's nothing worse than listening to someone chew. Okay, really, seriously.
Well, you
I just
know what?
Said there's nothing worse than that.
Like,
that
this is one
away.
Of the reasons I don't like going to movie theaters.
Because you can, in the quiet parts, you can. I don't even eat during the quiet parts. I'm too afraid to. I don't want anyone hearing me eat my popcorn.
Because you find yourself going, okay, gross. Come on, man.
We sound like we're feeding.
Mm. I have two friends that go,
I know someone like that, too.
Why
is that
making
Johnny
so
B?
Much noise? No. I don't want to say their names.
Say their names.
No.
It's Thanksgiving at this lady's
house. They totally listen.
Oh.
They're probably listening right now, and you know who you are. Mm. Say my name. I like that you're enjoying your food.
But one is enough.
Go on with your story.
What was the story?
Weren't you going to say a story?
No, I just said at Thanksgiving at this lady's house. And you know how everyone tucks into the food and it's quiet for a minute and it was just like, oh. And everyone was sort of looking around like, who's doing that? I'm like, oh.
A new study found Friday commutes have the most fatal car accidents. That's right, Friday.
Let's take it easy out there, guys.
Is the most dangerous commuter day.
It's funny because it's one of the days that I find that the roads are the least crowded.
I know. That's why I thought this was an interesting news bit.
Maybe it just gets later in the day. People leave for places or...
Oh.
Maybe it's more crowded. Friday afternoon commute, I think, is pretty bad.
Sure. Mm. We're already home by then.
Heading there.
We're probably already napping by then.
Right.
Getting up from our nap, maybe.
Right.
That afternoon commute.
Still a little logy.
They say drunk drivers are out in full force on Fridays, too.
Oh, right.
The old...
Happy hour.
Right.
Hey, guys, why don't we go to happy hour? But we live 2 hours from where we're going to be drinking. That seems like a...
Good old G-spot. G-star? What do we call it?
Studio G.
Studio G.
Oh, I'm all wet.
G-spot. That sounds like a great place to visit. Oh.
Sorry, I got that... mixed up with something else.
Yep.
You know what I mean, though.
I do.
The
Studio G.
Place everybody goes down the street.
That little box right down the street.
Anyway, 20% of fatal accidents during Friday commutes involve drunk drivers. That's one of the main reasons is that knock off early, get some drinks in your belly before you head home.
Don't do it.
Or Uber, at least. Or have a plan. Just have a plan, everybody.
Well, there's a good time.
We've discussed this, and I'm not defending anybody, but I used to have plans and still ended up going, you know what's crazy is I feel fine.
Yeah, I'll drive.
I'm going to go ahead and drive anyway. Mm. I feel fine. In fact, I feel kind of better than I've ever felt.
Yikes.
Am I wrong? Have you never felt like that? I'm the only one that's that said it's that you. To themselves.
You're the only one.
Okay.
Mm. You do feel pretty amazing.
How about a fast fact?
Fast fact, fact, factity, factity, poo.
Bed bugs are almost 100 million years old, which means they were around the same time as the dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs had beds? I mean, where were they living at that point?
I don't know.
What were they eating at that point? Like, they just seems like they just like people and beds.
That's not what he said, though. Dinosaurs don't have beds. Just the bugs were around.
Right.
Yeah, what were they doing, you know? Why were they called bed bugs?
They had to look harder for food. Now it's easy. Yeah. These people just lay down and let us feed on them. So easy.
But do you know that if you put, like, you know, each of the legs of your bed into, like, oil or something, like, so it's sitting so they can't get up onto your bed, they'll crawl up onto the ceiling and drop onto your bed.
Oh, yeah.
They are coming for you.
Yeah, we've seen that before.
They're coming for you.
You know there's kids listening, right? I mean,
kids.
You just made the kids so scared
watch
to be in their bed.
Watch out for bed bugs.
Not only under your bed, above your bed.
In your bed, above your bed. Crawling all around your head.
Disney planned on building their second park in St. Louis.
Oh, really?
Not Orlando.
What happened?
They developed the park in the 60s called Walt Disney's Riverfront Square. But it wound up falling through.
It's good because it floods all the time.
Now
some nasty flooding there.
The history is changed forever as they are Walt Disney World in Orlando.
Yeah.
Which I've never even been to.
It's great. You got to go
I'm
there
sure.
someday. Someday you'll have to go. Epcot Center is amazing. And actually, there's all these other little theme parks that have popped up around it. Like, that's a solid week's vacation. Easy. It's great. When I was a little kid, we used to go to Disney World. We went a few times when I was a kid. And it was just so epic. Yes, I remember those trips so well.
Tim Burton.
Yes.
Before casting Michael Keaton as the original Batman.
Yeah.
Tried to hire Bill Murray.
Oh.
As Batman, huh?
As Batman.
Huh.
Ha!
How would that have been?
Boy, I don't know.
Batman would be a very different franchise, I think. I liked Michael Keaton as Batman.
I did too. I like Michael Keaton in general.
Yeah. I do too.
He played a pretty good bad guy in the newer Spider-Man.
Mm. Who do you think was the best Batman?
You know, I'm going to go Michael Keaton.
No, I'm going Val Kilmer all the
Val
way.
Val Kilmer, that's because you I got a little thing for that guy.
I loved him. He was great as Bruce Wayne. God, he was so beautiful for so long.
Val Kilmer.
Oh, yeah. Come on, the Doors movie.
And Batman is not supposed to be beautiful.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, no one wants that.
Yeah, they do. They want good-looking Batmans.
No, they
look at the people who've been cast.
You want badass Batman.
Yeah,
he was badass. He was amazing and sexy the whole time.
And beautiful.
Love him.
You know what? I actually have fallen off it, and I'll probably get back to it maybe this weekend even now that Game of Thrones is gone. Gotham, the TV show, is actually pretty good.
Yeah,
and
it's, you love that.
There's nobody sexy in it, especially...
Well, Jada Pinkett's sexy.
Batman's a little boy in it.
Yeah.
So it's just the starting. It's pretty good as a TV show goes. Like, you and Hooman could be watching shows together.
We
That's
started
got
Gotham.
Seasons and seasons and seasons.
Six of them, I think, or seven.
Yeah, like, tons. But 20 shows per season.
Yeah.
A lot.
Those are big, long
there's
seasons.
A lot to watch. But, you know, you guys have... Sundays from here to eternity.
That's true, and no more Game of Thrones.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive. Please. Don't do it. Justin Towns Earl is amazing.
He needed to change it up. He lost us on that song. Mm-hmm. Justin Towns Earl.
Happy Friday, all. Love you guys long time. I think Bryn should play Don't Stop Me Now in lieu of the Friday montage.
Don't stop me.
We already played
now.
The...
Yeah, we did the montage.
We're here all morning. What are you, just getting here?
Mm-hmm. Having a good time. Having a good time. Turn it up. Gravity. Oh, there's no stopping me. Oh.
God, he loves doing men. He loves it.
We're at the speed of light.
Supersonic mad at you. God, so good.
If only you girls could like doing men so much, as much as he likes doing
I know,
men.
If only. God.
It would be great.
It would listen be for you.
He's having the time of his life.
It's got going crazy. Stop me now.
Listen to him.
Don't stop
he loves
me
it.
Now. He doesn't want to stop at all, Vinny.
I know. You hear him?
Still going.
He's in the outer space.
Don't stop him.
God. Mavis.
Oh, explode. Call me Mr. Fahrenheit.
Oh,
that's a good
man.
Song. I'm gonna make a supersonic man out of you. A woman of you. Uh-huh.
That's like his Yelp to men. Right? His review of men's Yelp. Is so positive. He loves us.
It's great.
If only. Mavis Staples did the theme song to Christmas Vacation.
Oh.
Is that true?
What is that?
National Lampoon's Christmas
that song.
Vacation. How does it go? Sing it.
I mean, I know it because I've seen the movie.
You've definitely heard it.
I mean, I guess I should have said I've heard it because I've seen the movie 10,000 times. This is Mavis.
Wow.
All right.
This is, Christmas Vacation.
Okay. Please forgive me.
For what?
Sometimes I'm doing too many things at once and I mishear something. So if I misheard, I feel like a donkey.
Misheard what?
Someone texted in, Billy Joel was 41 in 1990. Is Billy Joel
no,
who
it's
did
Billy
the...
Joe Armstrong.
Armstrong, right? Okay.
And she said a Green Day.
I said his full name twice.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm like,
nope, you're fine.
Billy Joel was the one singing with Morrissey? And then
yeah,
I
he sounds like
story
this when he sings his songs.
Billy Joel, okay. That's embarrassing, but all right, good. Then it's the texter that's crazy. Billy yep. Joel was 41 in 1990.
Well, thank you for the information. We appreciate it.
We were talking about somebody else.
Fast facts, everybody. Billy Joel was 41 in 1990.
Thank you so for the clear. Text. More after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.